Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, you'll need to stick around because Kelly feels like I'm attacking her.
You are.
I'm not, though. It's just the game selections from Tap Out to Dude Knowledge. Just it makes
it
her feel
very pointed.
Some sort of way, right?
Very pointed. Then in group therapy, poor Brady. Brady is my Dave from high school.
Ah, find out what we're talking about in the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So, Taylor's name has been tossed around a lot over the past week or so. You know, Spotify Wrapped, she's number one on the U.S. Spotify Wrapped. Bad Bunny beat her out for the nationwide. But, you know, she and Travis obviously are in the news because Travis says they never argue. We're giving away Taylor Swift merch. She's got a thing next week with her Eras Tour documentary coming out on Disney Plus. But when you're Taylor, as you're doing wedding planning, it's a little bit different than the rest of us. And here's an example of that. So when you were picking out a date, Kelly, to get married, you probably had to make sure the place you wanted to get married was free.
Yeah, that's a big consideration.
You know, there's no one else getting married at that same time
and
that,
right,
at the place you want to go. Because I think a lot of people probably pick out a date first. I mean,
we pick out a time frame. And then we, based on the venue we want to be, we see their availability. And then so we had the choice of Friday the 13th or Friday the 27th if we wanted to get married in October.
Yeah.
The place where we were.
Right,
so
right,
we
right.
Pick the 27th.
Right, the 27th, for sure. So, you know, I want to say back in the day, we picked out the venue first. And then it was like, okay, let's figure out the dates that work for this venue. And, or venue. It was like the reception venue and then the church that I got, my wife and I got married in. You know, it was, there was someone who had booked it for the date that we had originally planned on. And so we're like, okay, well, we got to choose another one. And so we did. Anyways, I say all that to say Taylor apparently, according to like Page Six, New York Post, is dead set on getting married June 13th of 2026.
Okay.
She's a big fan of the number 13.
Sure.
It is like her power number or whatever.
And it's like, what, 6 months from her birthday?
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but anyways.
Not sure.
She is, according to some reports, wants to get married June 13th. Anyways, the place they were going to get married, there was another couple already had that date, June 13th, had booked it for the 13th. Now, when you're a normal person, you go,
oh. Oh, okay.
Dang it.
We'll pick another date.
We
got to
pick another date or another venue. Right, exactly. Taylor's like, no. How about I just pay you some money?
Oh, wow.
And so apparently, according to, like, and who knows if this is true, but this is just something that the New York Post has tossed out, right? Apparently, Taylor made them an offer they couldn't refuse. And
oh,
so, in other words,
okay,
she was just
Taylor,
like,
you can
hey,
have our
how about
venue?
I give you an early wedding present in the form of cash and you pick a new date? And the couple
wow.
was like, yep.
Well, yeah, they're not going to say no to that.
I mean, right?
Because weddings are expensive. They can probably use that money
right?
to help
she,
pay for
she
it.
She probably paid for their wedding.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, there's no word on what was offered. But, you know, you got to think, hey, how about you choose a different date? Here's this.
Yeah.
And
will this help you decide?
Right, exactly. I can be bought.
Why? Yes.
Yes.
That's helpful.
Yes, this helps. So anyways, I just thought that was funny. It was like, you know, these are the little nuances of planning a wedding that you don't think of. Like, what if your venue is booked? What happens then? Well, if you're Taylor, then you just buy them.
And that I guess that place is close to her estate.
Right,
at
right,
Watch
right.
Hill.
Yeah.
So, and they're thinking, well, we can't get married at my house because then that's going to be a circus.
Right.
So let's just go like next door.
So
it'll be fine.
Anyways, good stuff there. Let's do it.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're going to introduce you to Tara calling us from Hillview. Hi there, Tara.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm getting closer to Friday.
That's true.
That is correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tara's 5'2", has brown hair.
Short queen, sassy.
Is an office coordinator and is currently taken. So
wonderful. Are we at the office right now coordinating?
We are.
I hear some things in the background.
Listen, she's a multitasker.
I like that.
She didn't get to her position by being a slouch.
That's right. All right.
All right. So, Tara, this is how Can't Beat Kelly works. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back in, ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more correct answers than Kelly, you win. If you get less or tie, then you can't beat Kelly. She's 14-2.
But it's possible.
It is possible.
A couple of people have brought me down in epic fashion.
Yeah, and she still complains about it.
I'm wounded from that. Yeah, I'm wounded emotionally.
All right,
mentally.
So let's say bye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Kelly's going to leave. Now we're going to wait just until she gets out of the studio. All right, she's out. She's in the hallway. Here we go. Question 1 for you, Tara. WSQK, The Squawk, is a radio station in which popular Netflix show?
Stranger Things.
Travis Kelce admitted on his podcast that he and Taylor Swift haven't gotten into an argument yet. What is the name of his podcast?
Oh, man. Listen, don't kill me if I can't think of this one.
5 seconds. 3.
Don't know.
2. Okay. Detroit music legends Eminem and Jack White shared the stage for the first time during which recent event?
Was it the halftime show?
Yeah.
The TSA will charge a $45 fee on February 1st for travelers who arrive at airport checkpoints without a real ID or passport. What does TSA stand for?
Oh, Travelers something Associate.
All right, question 5. What happened recently at the Avatar Fire and Ash premiere with Miley Cyrus and Max Morando?
They got engaged.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in.
Kelly, come on in, Kelly. Kelly's coming on in right now.
Oh, buddy.
I always love hanging out in the hallway with our coworkers in the sales department.
Yes, absolutely. You look great, Kelly. You look great. Yeah. And
don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Lynette says
I don't want to know.
She enjoys seeing you in the background.
Oh, great.
Outside, so.
Great. I try to be entertaining while I'm out there, do a little dance.
Tara got 3 right.
Okay. I told you not to tell me, but okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Question 1 for Kelly.
Yes.
WSQK, The Squawk.
Yes.
Is a radio station in what popular Netflix show?
Stranger Things.
That's correct. You both got that right. Travis Kelce admitted on his podcast that he and Taylor Swift haven't gotten into an argument yet. What is the name of his podcast?
New Heights.
Correct. Tara got that incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Detroit music legends, Eminem and Jack White.
Yes.
Shared the stage for the very first time.
Okay.
During which recent event?
Monday Night Football?
Incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
It was Thanksgiving Day halftime show.
Oh, I knew it had something to do with football, though.
Yeah.
I was half right.
Yeah, Tara did get that one right.
Oh, okay.
The TSA will charge a $45 fee on February 1st for travelers who arrive at airport checkpoints without a real ID or passport.
Correct. True.
What does TSA stand for?
Transportation Security Association?
You were close.
Oh.
Incorrect, though.
Oh, dang it.
You both got that wrong. It's Transportation Security Administration.
Administration.
Yeah. Okay. Kelly, if you get this wrong, Tara wins.
I'm telling you what. We're changing the name. If this happens, we're going to change the name to Everybody Beats Kelly.
But Tara.
Tara? Did she?
Tara got this last one right.
The last one right.
Yes, she got the last one right. Okay, here we go. What happened recently at the Avatar Fire and Ash premiere with Miley Cyrus and Max Morando?
Everyone found out they were engaged. That's, she was wearing the ring. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah! You got it. Now you got it.
Yeah!
Kelly's the winner.
Oh, by the...
Tara.
Hair on my chitty chin.
Tara, you did good. You did really well. Yeah. You did really well. You tied Kelly, but that means, obviously, Kelly... you couldn't beat Kelly, so that's the thing.
She's just as good as Kelly, though.
Yeah, just as good. But Tara, hey, look, we're going to hook you up with a prize anyways.
I hate this game now.
Hey,
this game used to make me feel pretty smart. It's shaken the
Kelly,
very
yes,
foundation that I stand upon every day.
Tara, we will need you to do one more thing for us real quick.
Hi, my name is Tara, and I... can't beat Kelly, at least this time.
Not this time. Not this time.
We tied, though.
All right. Oh. Eyes on you. Eyes on you, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Can't beat Kelly. Tara, hang tight, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You're making me sweat, Davis. Come on now.
What does GSA stand for?
You couldn't have just said, oh, they're going to charge a $45 fee if you show up without this. Answer's real ID. I knew that. I knew that.
You know what, Kelly?
I see what you're doing.
You got your swagger.
You're trying to trip us up.
You got your swagger back.
With details.
You're good.
I have half swagger.
You got your swagger back.
Not full swagger. We tied.
By the way, someone texted and said, fun fact, I have two sisters named Kelly and Tara.
Oh,
so
great.
There you go.
Look at that.
The duo we didn't know we needed this morning. Ben Davis. So this has kind of a bit of a feel good and a bit of a setting the bar story in it. But first, the setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Yeah. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without being a Grinch and causing about $30,000 in damages to a Christmas display, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it on purpose?
We don't know if it were Grinch or a Grinch singular or Grinches, because we haven't caught them yet. But there was a Christmas light display there in Centralia. Centralia's there in Washington. And it was a very elaborate display the city puts up every year. Raises thousands of dollars for local nonprofits, all this stuff. Someone decided that they were going to be a Grinch and slash a ton of cables and wires. Again,
so it
like,
was on purpose. It wasn't like an accident.
Oh, no,
like
no, no. Yeah, it was
accident.
On purpose. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
This was vandals, right?
Okay.
About $30,000 worth of damages. Perp hasn't been caught. Here's kind of the feel good, though. The city rallied and got the display fixed. It'll be back up and working tonight.
Oh, good.
They've added some extra security. Amy Buckler, the deputy chief city manager and parks director, had something to say about it.
Everybody loves it. This is just such a beloved program. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to do more slides this year. Can't describe how demoralizing that was for the staff that spends so much time to set this up for the community.
Oh, yeah.
We have extra patrols.
Yep.
We have cameras up.
That's
We're
right.
We're watching. And if we find the person, and we will, if it happens again, they're going to be prosecuted.
Oh, Amy. Amy rolled in with some threats.
Laying down the law.
You will be prosecuted to the greatest extent of the law if we find you.
Well, yeah, because it's vandalism.
Yeah, for sure.
That is against the law.
So, a little setting the bar. Little tinge of a feel-good in there, but still setting the bar.
Exactly.
If you can manage to make it through the day without being a Grinch, causing upwards of 30 grand in damages to a Christmas display, you're doing okay.
What happened in your life that you decided you need to go do that?
Yeah, right?
Seriously.
For sure. That's your setting the bar story. Thought it might be fun to play a little game called Tap Out. This is where you give us a subject. Kelly and I will go back and forth naming items in that subject until someone has to tap out, okay? It's very simple.
Get
your
high
brain
pressure and
listen,
quickly pace.
That's right. Get your brain juices flowing early.
Oh, this hurts.
Okay.
It's physically painful.
We'll give you a little buzzer when we're done. When someone has to tap out. Here we go. First one, Kelly. Clothes you can wear when you're cold, ready, go.
Scarf.
Hat.
pants.
Oh, sorry. A hoodie.
Coat.
Snow pants.
Fuzzy socks.
Gloves.
I already said mittens. Isn't that the same
family? No.
Oh,
gloves,
they're not?
Gloves and mittens are different.
Oh. Okay, fine. I tap out. Oh, thank you. He just loves to do the buzzer. It's all about the sound effects and the buzzer.
Ben 1, Kelly 0.
Great. Here we go. Another game I can lose today. Christmas songs. Go.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot. You have to sing it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Is that your answer?
That's the song name.
Oh. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
No, you have to sing it.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's really not great. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Christmas shoes.
That is not how it goes. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. All I want for Christmas is you.
Milikiliki Maka is the Hawaiian way. Oh.
Wow, points for that one, sir.
Yep.
Let's see. I there are two radio stations I work for. They're playing nothing but Christmas music. How are these not coming to my brain? Okay. You want another category you can win?
Blue Christmas without you.
Oh, nice.
Ben 2, Kelly 0.
Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Let's round third and slide into home with a three-peat for Ben.
All right, so
let's
this
do
is,
it.
This is the game Tap Out. You're just given us subjects. You can play along, too. Name as many items in that subject until one of us has to tap out. Christmas cookies. Go.
Chocolate chip. I said what I said.
That is a utility cookie. That
you
is not a Christmas
sprinkles
cookie.
Sprinkles on it. Boom. Christmas cookie.
Tree and star cutout cookies.
Oh, the Christmas kiss. Christmas kiss.
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle. Yes. Homemade ice cream and pie kitchen.
What?
They do. A lot of great Christmas cookie shapes.
What about just sugar cookies?
Okay, great. Those were the Christmas tree cookies in my mind.
You can see that Kelly doesn't do a whole lot of baking.
Quick thinking.
Or
and baking.
Quick
yes.
Thinking.
Yes. The quick thinking this time of the morning wow. Doesn't happen.
Wow. Ben
I'm lucky
three.
To be able to spell my name at this point.
Kelly 0.
Mm-hmm. Let's end the misery. I'm not going to win at anything in this game. I have to sit there and take 5 minutes to come up with an answer. It's not going to work today.
All right, there you go. That's the game Tap Out. We'll put you out of your misery, Kelly.
That was fun. You know what? I hope that we play there on today. I hope we play Dude Knowledge. That's another game that I absolutely love that I'm really great at.
Oh, yeah. That'll be in 1 hour.
Great!
On 99.7 DJX. There all along. The most expensive gift I've ever bought a lady friend of mine. It was probably for my wife, and it was probably after we were already married. It's 99.7 DJX. I would say if it wasn't her and just some rando, we're talking like nothing more than $50. So,
okay.
So if there was the chance that, you know, we didn't make it to the holiday, even if I wasn't able to return the gift,
you weren't going to be out that much.
I wasn't going to be like heartbroken over the fact that I couldn't return it. And now, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking to myself, man, I sound like a cheapskate.
A little bit.
I sound a little bit like, hey, you know what? I don't give anyone any expensive presents. It doesn't matter.
Well, I kind of went through this a little bit in high school when I dated the same guy from like eighth grade to junior year.
Yeah.
And then he's all like, we're going to get married after we graduate high school. And I'm like, ooh, I think that's, And so thought me, all right, we need to part ways. And then he had gotten me back in the day.
Yeah.
Gold coin jewelry was all the rage.
Gold coin and, jewelry.
Yes.
All right.
And like gold rope jewelry. Like
yeah.
That was really popular. And
yeah.
He had gotten me this gold coin rope chain bracelet.
Okay.
And he's like, what am I supposed to do with this? When we broke up.
Had he given it to
my
you
house.
Yet?
He drove his yellow Geostorm over to my house. And he's just like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I was like, I don't know.
Well, you could still give it to me. You could still give it to me. That was very sweet. Thanks.
It felt really bad. It was bad timing.
I was going to say timing is a big part of this too, where
sure.
It's like, okay. And we've had these conversations before where it's like a person's like, I know this person isn't my person, but when do I hang through the holiday?
Yes.
Accept the present from them?
You don't want to like drop the hammer at a bad time in their life.
Yeah. Well, the good news in all this is Brady has already gone through that.
Okay.
Now he's on the other side holding something that he can't return.
He's my Dave.
It's your Dave.
He's my
What do I do with this gold rope jewelry? What do I do?
Oh, dang it.
Like that, like saying that to you would have been like, well, you're right. Let's continue to see each other.
I'm surprised I didn't say that. I'm super surprised I didn't. That would be very on brand. That's for me to be like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, you had a moment of clarity and power and self-awareness there.
Yeah.
And yeah, all right.
Well, I felt bad.
Have you ever looked up Dave?
Oh, yeah. He's living his best life.
All right.
In Ohio. I think he's in Cincinnati. Looks like he's got a lovely family. All is great.
Yeah.
He's probably not one that I keep up with.
Yeah.
I keep up with some of my other exes.
Right. Well, I mean, he's probably better off, you know, too.
Oh, better off? That sounded
a little bit harsh, but I was just trying to be on his side a little bit.
He's better off without you.
I mean, he's probably better off too. I like to think that all of our exes are better off now.
Yes,
because that wasn't ever meant to be.
He's found his person.
All right. Anyways, Brady, newly single. And we're going to dive into group therapy coming up on 99.7 DJX.
Bless his heart.
So our listener Brady is newly single, holding the perfect gift for a person who just dumped him. Let's get into some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, yeah, I just got dumped. Whatever.
Whatever.
It was kind of out of left field. I'm going through it right now. As if that didn't sting enough, there's a whole extra layer of humiliation because right before the breakup, I bought my now ex-girlfriend a really nice gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nice enough that when I told my friends about it, they were all like, well, at least you can return it and get your money back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, about that. Mm. I cannot find the receipt. Anywhere. Not in the bag, not in my car, not in my email, not in the universe, apparently.
Oh.
And it's not a situation where I can just go to the store and plead my case. I ordered it from overseas.
Oh, gosh. Is that triggering you a little bit, Kelly?
A little bit. A little bit.
Kelly understands.
A little bit. Which, by the way, I've had to pivot on your Christmas gift this year because I got stung a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right.
My gamble has paid off in the past with some epic, amazing presents.
Yeah.
This
I know.
The
Funko Pop was especially awesome.
Wasn't that great?
That was great.
I was going along that lane, and it didn't quite work out for me this time. Sidebar. Anyway.
All right. Menstruation crustacean it is.
Great. Anyway, my emails to this company has gone on unanswered. So now I'm just sitting here, newly single, holding this expensive gift like a consolation prize.
Oh.
So what do I do? Would you suggest I give it to someone else?
Re-gift it.
Do I hold on to it for some future person? Do I suck it up and give it to my ex anyway? Is that weird? Has anyone else been through this? Obviously, I clearly should not be trusted with relationships or receipts.
Right.
Do you have any single listeners who are interested in a rebound guy who has a nice gift? LOL.
He's tossing himself out there.
You could have a real nice Christmas.
He's like, listen, you know, we can see each other for a little bit. I've got a nice present.
Uh-huh. Wow. I want to know what it is. It's got to be some sort of like jewelry, right?
Maybe.
It doesn't sound like it's customized.
I mean,
to where
I feel
it
like.
It couldn't go to someone else.
Oh, yeah. If it was customized, that'd be interesting. That'd
My
be an
gift
interesting
was customized.
Twist. there are plenty of like places to just sell it. I mean, you're not going to get your entire money back, but you know, you could probably just sell it on Facebook Marketplace or one of those places like that.
Yeah, people sell like their wedding sets all the time on Marketplace.
Their wedding sets?
Yes, correct. You can go and find a ton of wedding rings, engagement rings, entire wedding sets on Marketplace. It's astounding.
Amy on text says, do not give it to the ex. Do not. Well, that would be some way awkward mixed messages, too. Especially if it sounds like she did the dumping.
Yes. Didn't sound like that was his choice.
Allison rolled it in on Facebook and said, my ex-boyfriend bought me an engagement ring, and I didn't know until after I had just dumped him.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Did he have the receipt?
He saved it and proposed to his current wife with it. So, yeah, just save it for the next one, LOL. That's what she says.
Wow.
If it's a timeless gift, just save it.
Timeless.
You'll find someone else eventually.
Absolutely.
And that person would really appreciate whatever it is you got your ex.
And then you're good to go. Just make sure that you take better care of it than you did with the receipt. Let's put it somewhere where you're going to remember it.
I feel like Allison was the subject of one of our group therapies a while back.
I feel like could be.
I want to say that was something that we recently talked about.
Well, yeah, we talked to the fiance. Yeah. You got a ring that was repurposed.
Oh my gosh. Is Allison the ex in this whole scenario? Wow. Because how many times does that happen?
Yeah, Kara says pawn it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the obvious answer is just.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not going to get all your money back. But
no.
Maybe you can get some of it back.
No, but okay. Does anybody have a great story about a gift and a breakup? All right. Whether it's to the person that's breaking up with you or did it happen during the breakup where it's like, hey, I have some big news. I have big news. You go first.
Oh, gosh. Famous last word. You go first.
Here's an engagement ring. Now you.
I don't want to be together.
All right, 502.
Thank you, but 795-1997,
all right? I want to hear those stories, all right? Text them in, call them in. We'll take some of your stories on the way on 997DJX. Sell it. That's pretty much what everybody's saying. But a couple of things here with group therapy. Brady, newly single, he's also tossing out the old fish hook of, hey, anybody want a rebound?
And I got some nice things.
And there are nice people gifts. That are like, you know what? I'm single and I like gifts too. So we may have potential here.
All right, Brady, roll into the comments and see Scarlett. There you go.
Or Courtney on our text line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she sent a picture, too. She's cute. So, hey, Brady, I think you're going to have options after this. So
that's so great.
You can dry your tears in... Wait, I can't say that.
No. Don't finish that sentence. A lot of people are mentioning Facebook Marketplace, Brady, or eBay, or another platform.
One person
like
said,
that.
Look, if the gift is appropriate enough... Give it to like a relative, like an aunt or a mom or a grandma or something like that. And that reminded me of an inappropriate gift I gave to a girl.
You gave a girl an inappropriate gift?
Because we weren't really like dating. I might have been in junior high or I was probably in junior high. So
what inappropriate gift are you giving in junior high?
Let me get there, Kelly. I'm telling the story. So we get invited. I get invited to this birthday party for this girl. All right. Uh-huh. She invites like the entire class. So it wasn't anything like I was special. I, in typical Ben fashion, don't tell my mom about it until the day of. And I'm like, oh, hey, I think her name was Jenny. Jenny is having a birthday party and it's tonight. Can you drive me? And she's like, well, did you get her a gift? And I'm like, no.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, well, you can't show up at a birthday party without a gift.
Correct.
And so at the time, my mom had a bunch of like Amway products. She had a bracelet and she gave me a bracelet. She's like, here, give this to Jenny.
Okay.
And so it was like a nice bracelet. And so everybody's like giving her like stuffed animals and everything like that. She opens
and
my gift and it's like, yes, it's like jewelry.
Thanks,
and,
Ben.
And she's like,
do you look at me differently now?
She's like, I don't know if I like you that way. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, this is the kind of gift a boyfriend gives.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, we got another text from a listener. I broke up with a guy and he had bought me a Louis Vuitton purse.
Ooh.
He left it on my doorstep in old Louisville. It was super awkward. And in hindsight, how dumb to leave it on a doorstep like that?
Yeah, especially if it's like in a marked bag or something, or if it's just sitting out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that ain't going to last long in old Louisville. That's for sure.
My goodness.
Anyways.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, Brady, dry your tears in the bosom of some of our listeners here.
The bosom of our listeners?
Yeah. Isn't that what you say?
No.
All right. Well, that's what I say.
Okay.
There are plenty of them that are reaching out.
On your sleeve, something.
Why not the bosom? Bosom's
right.
Better.
Oh, wow. This is okay, great.
Anyway, sorry. I'm making this awkward for you, Brady.
Are. Yes, absolutely.
So, good luck. Keep us posted.
We have some very attractive ladies that are sending us pictures to give to you. So
listen, all of our listeners are very attractive.
Absolutely, they
all of them.
Yes.
Every single one of you who are listening right now, attractive.
Absolutely. We appreciate that about you. Yeah, we're going to brag about it.
All right, so there you go. That's group therapy. Time for a little dude knowledge. All these questions, things that guys may know, all right? Kelly loves this
guys
game.
Guys may know.
Let's introduce you to Hunter, calling us from PRP. Hi, Hunter.
Hey.
Hey.
Where do you think your dude knowledge level falls? Like, scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably like a 5.
All right.
Okay, could go either way.
Not bad. All right, some stats on Hunter. Has brown hair, is 5'9", is a nurse, and has been married coming up on 2 years. So that's
nice.
That is nice. Still in that honeymoon phase, right, Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my hubby. He's listening.
Hey!
Shout
out! By the way, thank you for the reminder, Hunter, because my anniversary is coming up, so appreciate that.
Brady's got a nice gift.
What are you saying?
Group therapy. Wait. Why did you offer to take Brady's gift off his hands and then give it to your wife?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll buy it
off. Problem solved.
There it is. There it is. All right. Hey, Hunter, you ready? We're going to test you on your dude knowledge.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Today, this could change, but right now, what is the brand of the most expensive new car in the world?
Oh, gosh.
The most
Ferrari?
Expensive? Bugatti or Maserati.
No, I mean, those are good guesses, I guess, but it's a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Did you say woke up in the new Bugatti?
That's right.
That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's a Rolls Royce La Rose Noire drop tail. It's $30 million.
Shut your face.
How is that even a thing?
Yeah, so, like, it's...
Who's buying that?
So, like, they're billionaires. So, the clock in it is not like a normal clock. It's like $1 million clock. So it's like...
It's a time-traveling clock. It should be a time-traveling clock for $30 million.
Yeah, so like everything in this car is just extra.
For $30 million.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
It's insane. So anyways...
At this point, that I will remind everyone that I would never drive anything like that because of my...
Someone would rear-end you.
Three accidents.
Someone would rear-end Kelly.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Question.
I also could not drive anything like that.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Next question. Dude knowledge. What college football team has won the most games in history? The winningest college football program. What is that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Louisville?
That's optimistic.
That is optimistic.
Flattering.
That is flattering.
Thank you.
Kentucky made it to like number 92 on the list, I want to say. But it was, Michigan. Michigan has the, the winningest college football program in the country.
I was going to say like Alabama or something.
Alabama's third. Ohio State is second.
Okay.
All right. Question number three. Doing great, Hunter. What is? What is CAT short for? In construction, like you see this around construction. What is CAT short for?
It's the big tool. It is.
They make big machinery.
Two.
Not a clue.
Oh.
Construction all the time.
It doesn't stand for construction all
it
the
doesn't.
Time. No, Kelly.
I'm
it
shocked.
Just it's short for caterpillar.
Oh.
Cat. You see, the big cat is short for caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Wow.
are so far
Hunter,
flawless.
We are
in not getting any of them right.
All right. We're going to try to get you at least one right here, Hunter. Question four. How many basketball players are active on the court at one time for the visiting team?
Five.
There you go.
Yes,
you
we
go.
Got one.
There you go.
That's the lane we need to be in.
All right, last question
level.
Is a multiple choice. All right, here we go. Last question. Hunter, question five. Shimano.
What?
Shimano is a company that primarily manufactures what? Are they bicycle parts? Are they video games or are they knives?
Knives.
That's
no.
what I think you.
Video
games?
It's bicycle parts.
Really?
Dang.
And I'll tell you, I was a bicycle nerd back in the day, and I loved me some good Shimano derailleurs. Ladies.
Wow.
You did terrible, but that's not that bad, right, I guess?
Not that bad. One right.
For a lady.
That's
for
right.
For a lady.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
it's
right.
a failing so. Grade in school.
It is.
It's fine, though, here.
Hunter, we're going to put...
I would be disappointed if my kids brought home a 1 out of 5.
Yes.
That's true.
Did you even study?
I know, right? 20? No kid of mine brings a 20% home.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Hunter, congrats. We're going to hook you up with a prize anyways. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning, all right?
Aw, thank you.
Aw. All right.
My name is Hunter, and I am not a dude.
Yes, that's right. That's right. My name is Hunter, and I am not a dude. Dude knowledge there. 12 days of giveaways on 99.7 DJX. It's time for Feel Good. So we do this every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly.
We're shining a bright spotlight on an Indiana State Police trooper.
Yeah.
His name's Kevin King, performed the national anthem before the Pacers played the Bulls and slayed it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Wow.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah, he sounds good.
Yeah, he sounds really, really good. You can see the entire performance on the website. But yeah, I feel like now you are going to expect that kind of treatment if you happen to be pulled over in Indiana by him, right?
Are you Trooper King? Is that who this is?
Yes, can I have your ID and registration, please?
Put your hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah, kudos to him. It's pretty great. Oh, see the performance at WDJX.com.
It's clearly evident the cities that know how to handle snow and the cities that don't know how to handle snow when there's snow.
Well, it's normally the ones that get snow more often.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. Yeah, a lot of northern cities, their cities prepare for that a little bit more. I mean, and look, Louisville gets snow pretty much every season. Every season we'll get maybe 1 to 2 significant snowfalls a year. This year just came a little bit early, right?
Yes, much earlier than normal, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it's December, though. But yeah, you're right. A lot of times it comes in January and stuff like that. And and it's like, okay, it's a re-education. All right, how do we drive? How do we do this? Because
we don't do that well when it rains.
I will say that one of the times that I wrecked a station vehicle.
Yeah.
Because I've wrecked many here at 99.7 DJX over my tenure.
Sure.
One of the times, I'm going to say wasn't my fault. Because there was snow. And I was driving a Hummer. A 4x4 Hummer.
And you thought this thing will stop on a dime.
No, it wasn't even that.
Okay.
I was on the Watterson.
Yeah.
Getting on I-64.
Sure.
And there was a big snowdrift.
Okay.
And I hit the snowdrift, spun out completely 360, 720 would like spun. And I was like, oh this isn't going to end well. And then crunch right into the side of the freeway.
Oh, gosh.
Now.
Ouchie.
It would have been a lot more funny if that would have not happened at like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Because there would have been plenty of people that would be like, I saw DJ X wreck their car. look at that.
But
I bet that's Ben.
Of middle of the night. So
I bet that's Ben.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was driving into work and I just happened to take the Hummer because I knew that it was going to snow. It snowed and still it didn't matter.
Oh,
spun out,
hurt.
Crunch. And yeah, so obviously.
But it was drivable. You could get to the station
and send
your email to corporate. Hey, guys.
Send my email to corporate. I actually just sent my email to our boss at the time. I was like,
general manager.
Hey. So good news. I'm okay.
Good news. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Good news. I'm all right.
Let's direct the focus back to that. I am going to be fine. No injuries, thank goodness. However, the Hummer has some injuries.
Listen, I'm okay, but the Hummer did not make it through. Now, we don't have that car anymore.
The Hummer.
I know.
Or the big DJX bread truck looking.
Yeah, we don't have that either. I did wreck that, but it wasn't in snow.
I watched that.
Okay, easy.
Side swipe of the pole.
Yeah, easy.
That was tough, though. That was a very tough, very narrow street to maneuver.
This segment that I'm wanting to get into isn't about all of the cars that I've wrecked.
You're right. We went on a side street.
Actually, it was a side street where I wrecked the the big bread box looking.
It was.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, this guy jumps in on the Louisville Reddit thread and is like, after this week's snow, we got a chance early in the season to see how Louisville drivers react, and says, basically, most of this is actual real advice to some of you Southerners who have never seen snow before.
Oh,
excuse
okay.
me?
Pat on the head.
Kelly from Indiana, me from Ohio. We're not just Southerners. And
we're not newbies.
And Kentucky, specifically Louisville, is way more Midwest than Southern. Yes, technically Southern.
Sure.
But also kind of Midwest. We'll run down some of the, quote, tips that he has.
There are many.
On the way.
There's much advice coming your way.
And I don't know if you've got a wild story about what, like, you know, what happened to you or what you witnessed on the road. Feel free to text that into us, too, or call 502-795-1997. Advice from a, quote, northerner to us, quote, southerners who don't know how to drive in the snow. It is a literal condescending pat on the head via this Reddit thread from a Minnesotan who has lived in Minnesota and in Ohio and said, I've lived in Louisville on and off for about 5 years now. Split my time between here and Ohio. And has some advice.
In a lot of Midwest places, it is basically tradition for our dads to not let us start driving until there's 2 inches of ice on the roads and then teach us to drive on ice. I mean, true statement. My dad did that.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me when I tell you, ice is slippery. You are not going to be able to floor it and melt the ice with your tires, as I saw a few people try to do.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Hey, I know what we can do. We can melt this ice real quick, real quick. I'm just going to do some burnouts. I'm just
going to burn it off.
Just going to do some burnouts. Also, slowing down before going up an icy hill in a rear wheel drive car is about the stupidest thing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The bridges ice before road signs do not lie to you.
Sure, correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, don't try to slam your brakes to stop. Roll to a stop. Treat ice like a mini road flood. Just roll through it. A lot of cars will roll to a stop quicker and with more control than a car sliding at 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, and also here's another little caveat to what that piece of advice. If you're waiting to go at an intersection, wait even after the light turns green until all the cars
start moving on
the other side, on the other way, going the other direction, have stopped. Yes, exactly. Have stopped moving. Right.
Do not cut people off on an inch of ice, especially semis.
Yeah, snow has better traction than ice. Yes, it is illegal to have a car roof full of ice and snow.
Ooh.
I don't think anybody in here in this city understands that.
No. Yeah, there are documented cases of giant sheets of ice and snow flying off car roofs and hurting people. If you slide off road into a ditch at night, your car is covered in snow, you're stuck, and nobody will see you.
So this is a dude just jumping on Reddit and trying to give the nice citizens of Kentuckiana some tips on how to drive in the snow. Also says there's a reason why you put your wipers up other than just making sure they don't freeze down. It's so you don't scratch your glass when it freezes.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I saw a couple of people doing that in the parking lot.
Well, I know that I put my windshield wipers up all the time. Like if I know that it's going to snow, I always do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, see, I did not know that.
Yeah. So it doesn't ice up.
That's dude knowledge.
It is. Hang on. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down.
Make sure your tail lights are cleared off. Yes. Yeah. Unless you want to be rear-ended. Yeah.
If you get stuck on the ice, pressing your gas harder will not do anything.
No.
Again, burnouts. Not. Burnouts.
Yep. And then don't use hot water to melt the ice and snow on your windshield.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Extreme temperature changes.
So look,
for the windshield.
Look, maybe we don't get as much snow as places in the upper Midwest
or Minnesota
or things like that. And this poster says, I know I sounded sarcastic, but most of this is actual real advice. And look, acting like Louisville has never seen snow before is an incorrect statement. We've seen snow before. We just think it's pretty and we just forget how to drive in it sometimes.
We just think we can drive normally. Fine. This is really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my life flashed before my eyes. I remember I was getting on an off ramp and I wasn't going very fast, but my car didn't want to like turn.
Keep turning?
Yeah. Didn't want to turn on the off ramp.
Yep.
And it was one of those curvy off ramps.
Yep.
And it just kept going straight. And I saw the hill.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, oh, this is where it ends.
And then
my wheels caught on something on the road and then turned. So anyways, yes, it can be very scary. We've got more snow forecasted for here in the area. So, I don't know. Take these tips, from this guy on Reddit and, do what you can with them. We're just trying to help you out here.
Oh, goodness.
Show that cares. Don't be like me and wreck a station vehicle a bunch of different times. Okay.
But if you do, do it in the middle of the night so no one sees it.
There you go. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for you to laugh, you lose the game. Where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun you laugh, you lose Victor trophy. And I believe... Kelly, you were the loser last time, I believe.
I believe I was.
All right, so losers go first.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Fired my fruit delivery driver today.
You did?
Yeah.
Aw.
I hate to let the man go, but he was driving me bananas.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a vegetable that's just all right at skateboarding?
What do you call a vegetable that's just all right at skateboarding?
Radish.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I can't believe that viruses and bacteria would just invade my body without permission.
Oh.
That makes me sick.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, why is the letter E the only letter to receive gifts from Santa?
why is the letter E the only one to get gifts from Santa?
The other letters are not E. Not E. Not E.
Oh, that's a stretch, sir.
Come on!
That's a stretch. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm doing crunches twice a day.
Wow!
Captain in the morning, Nestle at night.
Very good, very good. I was going to say.
Follow me for more fitness tips.
Yes. You laugh, you lose. Kelly, the podiatrist in our little small town, went bankrupt.
Oh.
Yeah. Clinic wasn't getting enough foot traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Hmm.
That's tough. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I've lost control.
Yeah.
I don't see an end.
Oh.
There's no escape.
Oh.
I don't even have a home anymore.
It's okay, Kelly.
Probably time for a new keyboard.
Oh. Hey, Kelly, I asked my German friend if he knew the square root of 81. He said no.
Thinking man's joke?
The joke is nine. It's supposed to be nine, but the joke...
Oh, got it!
But the joke...
I even took German. I didn't get that. But, I didn't get that.
But the joke is that he just said no and not nine.
Right.
Which would be the German word of no.
I get it, but also a number. I get it. Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Thinking man's joke. Yes.
Thinking man's joke.
Wow.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Walked into a bookstore, asked the clerk, do you have any books on turtles?
Yeah.
Clerk said, hardback?
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, with little heads.
Oh, so cute. Little known fact.
Yeah.
Despite what some translations of the nativity story say.
Oh.
There were originally four wise men.
Oh.
Yep. Gold, frankincense, myrrh, and nickel. But Mary gave the fourth one his nickel back.
Stop it.
And that's why he'd never make it as a wise man.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's the perfect Christmas joke for you.
Thank you.
That's the perfect Christmas joke for you. That was well done.
Thank you.
I can appreciate the crafting of that joke.
Ah!
And the delivery.
Hey, you know, I'm a master at that sort of thing,
that
Kelly.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Hey, you laugh, you lose. Yeah.
A genie granted me one wish.
Uh-huh.
So I wish to be happy.
Okay.
Now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Scientists really combined the DNA of a cheetah with the DNA of a crab.
Oh.
Things went sideways really fast.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's right.
Good one. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
This could literally be ripped from my life. Guy's wife just got home and said, I've got good news and bad news.
Okay.
He says, just give me the good news.
Yeah.
The airbags work great in your new car.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you know, you're a religious person, right?
I am.
Yeah. Do you know that Jesus was originally named Gary?
I must have missed that in the Bible. Jesus was named Gary?
Yeah, but then Mary stubbed her toe.
Sir. Oh, I was with you on the Nickelback, Wiseman. I am... I'm gonna move over here so I don't get struck by lightning.
Gary. Gary. But then she subbed her toe and...
Oh, no.
That's what he was named.
Okay. No. No.
All right, we'll take the trophy back. It's yours.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
There you go. See, laugh,
you
lose.
Oh, goodness.
On 99.7 DJX. You are probably looking at Pantone's color of the year right now.
It's white.
It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah,
white,
it's
like snow?
Yeah, it's basically like white. It's officially called Cloud Dancer.
Oh, okay.
But even, you know, Pantone admits it's white neutral.
Okay, so what goes into picking a color of the year? Why do we need to pick one that is marked as special?
I don't know.
Okay.
The internet was having some reactions to their pick. So white, I guess we're all feeling completely uninspired these days. White, by definition, is the absence of color. This choice shows a stunning lack of creativity and a complete disconnect from the artistic and design communities.
Oh, goodness. All right. Okay, we're upset.
So this white cloud dancer, it does have a tint to it, but you can't really tell, you know?
Okay.
Another comment. The color of the year being colorless is a recession indicator.
Wow.
The color of the year being colorless.
That's par for the course.
Another comment. Is this rage bait?
Oh, wow.
At this rate, next year's color of the year will be clear.
I kind of want them to do that next.
Yeah, another.
Go ahead, just say clear, transparent.
Another comment. Yikes! Something we can't even use until after Labor Day.
Use
after Labor Day. Yeah.
You're not supposed to wear white pants after Labor Day.
Oh,
although we
did
away with that, didn't we? I feel like we did.
If Cracker Barrel can change their logo back, you guys can redo this and pick an actual color. Please and thank you.
And why? Why does it matter?
I don't know. It's December. December is full of end of the year things like lists and awards. And this is the biggest this of this year. This is the biggest that of this year.
And listen, you'd never heard of Pantone until they started doing this.
Until they started doing colors. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then news outlets started talking. Oh, there's an official color. We should talk about that big news.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we feel like graphic designers because we know Pantone's color of the year is Cloud Dancer.
Mm. I'm going to go paint a wall. That just
cloud dancer
of
right,
the
sure.
award.
Taylor on 99.7 DJX. And what if you have your wedding date picked out, the venue, everything's great, and then, oh, dang it! Someone has already reserved it for that day.
Oh, I should probably throw them some money and buy them out.
If you're Taylor Swift and that happens, then you say, here. How about I pay for your wedding if you choose a different date? Or something like that. We don't know if that's exactly what was said, but we just know Taylor was like, hey, so I kind of wanted this venue on that day. And they're like, you know
what?
No
worries.
What would you
say about this amount of dollars? Okay, fam, great.
Yeah, and they're like, yep, that'll do it. That'll do it.
If I'm the bride, do you think that she was like, okay, if... we get an invite to the wedding.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that? Do you think that maybe they would have thought to say, okay.
I mean, that'd be great.
Here's my other condition.
Yeah, yeah. That would
that'd
be cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted on what we find out. How about a feel good? Do this every hour throughout the morning.
So this has been out there for a little bit that they've been wanting to make a movie surrounding Ethan Almighty. The dog that we all fell in love with when he unfortunately was found severely abused and near death in the parking lot of the Kentucky Humane Society.
No, like, he's like, pet that dog.
Yes, we got to pet that dog. We've met Jeff Calloway, his handler, and Ethan. They do appearances all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was in bad shape. His organs were shutting down, and then just the community rallied around him. The nation was kind of captivated and watching him recover. And he really has been a miracle. He's become a mascot and a voice for animals everywhere, including campaigns for stronger animal rights laws. Ethan's Law became a thing. And now they finally have like a lead star and a shooting schedule. Sean Patrick Flannery from Boondock Saints, Powder, The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones. He's got a long list of credits. He's going to star as Jeff Calloway, the man who adopted Ethan, and they're going to start shooting in Kentucky in the spring. They did shoot some things around Christmas time this last year in like Bardstown or on the Bardstown parade, Christmas parade. So they've done a little bit, but now they've got a more set schedule and a lead actor and they're good to go. So we'll keep you posted on when and where you're going to be able to see that. But it's great to see that it's moving forward.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep, you can see the latest at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar, Injury Lawyers.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Look, we've talked on this show about people calling in like bomb threats because they think it might help them, I don't know, make a flight or get out of something, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's never a good idea.
Yeah, never a good idea. Corey obviously hasn't heard that segment.
Okay.
That's our setting the bar on the way. This is setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Look, we've even had stories where people think they can just call in a bomb threat and it'll get them out of whatever they have to do.
Like there's going to be no repercussions. They're not going to be able to find out who did it.
It always winds up bad. So yeah, his name's Corey. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a bomb threat because you don't want to pay for parking, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
35-year-old Corey decided that's what he was going to do as he was trying to get his car out of the parking lot at the New Orleans airport.
Oh, dang it.
Couldn't pay for the airport parking, so he wanted to get it out of the lot, obviously. They were like, well, you got to get the funds before you get out of the lot. So
he's like, I got a perfect plan.
Yeah.
Calling a bomb threat, everyone's going to have to leave, right?
Yeah, so he got mad. And so later that evening, I don't know how long it took him to get from point A to point B to calling in the bomb threat, but
this was not a snap decision. He actually like thought about it, went home and stewed about it.
Yeah. So Corey's vehicle still there in the parking lot. Deputies alerted to a threatening phone call. He called twice, apparently. Police obviously tracked the call to Corey's cell phone, who was still in his car.
He called from his car on his cell phone.
And,
oh, Corey. And have you not seen any?
I know. And they asked him. They were like, hey, did you do this? And he was like, something like that.
Something like that.
Yes.
Does that mean I don't have to pay to get my car out now?
They're like, did it work? Yeah, no, it didn't work. It didn't work.
Dang.
So, yeah. Again, setting
Corey's
the bar.
He's got bigger problems now.
Yeah.
Than not being able to pay to get his car out of the airport parking lot.
He does. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a bomb threat because you just don't want to pay for parking and get your car out of the old parking lot there at the airport, then you're doing okay.
Listen, Corey, you couldn't ask someone to like spot you the money to get you out of the garage?
I know,
this
you couldn't.
Was your plan?
You couldn't call an aunt?
Yes.
Or
somebody. A buddy. Hey, look, dude, totally. I can't get my car out of the parking lot. It's like,
hey, can you loan me $20? Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm good for it. I'll pay you back.
Yeah. All right. Or maybe he isn't good for it, and all of his friends know that.
Maybe that's a very Corey thing to do.
That's a very Corey thing to do. So that's your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, Kelly felt like I was maybe attacking her smarts today.
A little bit. I felt like I was put on the chopping block on purpose. First of all, you made me try to think real fast, really early in the morning.
Kelly,
my brain
listen,
just wasn't woken.
Kelly,
uh-uh.
Kelly, you're a veteran at this. Like
yeah,
this should come naturally to you.
No,
this
I can't
is
just
literally
rattle
our
off
job.
Things. I can't,
this
but
is
I don't.
Literally our job to come up with stuff off the top of our head.
But not in list form all the time. That's not easy to do.
If you
wasn't prepared.
If you want to hear Kelly feel attacked, there are several different segments where that happens.
What made it worse is that I have two other jobs where I've been playing Christmas music incessantly wall to wall since November 1st.
So
one
how
of the
is
categories was Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even pull them from the extensive catalogs I've been playing for over a month now. Struggle bus.
Yeah, you know, hey, sometimes that happens on a Friday.
It was supposed to be casual Friday, and I meant casual brain Friday. Like, I shouldn't have to think that hard or fast a Friday.
Kelly, it's all good. It's all good.
I feel attacked.
All right, so like I said, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Anything fun happening with you this weekend? Well, while you're thinking, Kelly,
you know my life, and no, nothing's fun right now.
My wife she's got a bunch of gigs. So like, you know, March for her and December for her are super busy. She's a musician, right? And so she gets a lot of gigs because she plays in Irish bands, you know, in March, obviously for St. Patrick's Day. But then she also plays classical music too. And so she gets a lot
Christmas.
Of gigs. Yes, in December. And so she's got like 4 gigs this weekend. And I kind of love the, like part of me knows that, hey, you know what? I'm an adult. I know how to handle everything while she's not, while she's away. But also,
you've had to do it a lot.
But also, a part of me really likes it when she really spells everything out for me.
Sure.
And it's like
you're five.
Yes, yes, exactly. Uh-huh. And it's like, look.
I've packed your lunch
yes,
for you.
Yes, yes. And it's like, okay.
I've labeled everything.
So the girls are going to come over for dinner tonight. You guys could have pizza and you could just make a little salad there on the side. And then the next day you could have some of that leftover soup that I had made earlier.
She's planning your meals because she doesn't trust you to do it yourself.
Now, she, of course, I could do it myself, uh-huh. but also it is kind of nice.
That's great.
It is kind of nice just to have
the guesswork
a plan.
Out of it for
yeah.
you. That's half the battle.
I mean, you know, I'm just going to be spending all my day. I'm not going to know what to do.
That is so precious. Adorable.
I do.
It's so nice she wants to help like that.
I know.
That you accept the help.
Hey, you know what? Like, I'm not going to poo-poo. I'm going to be, now I want to do my own thing.
Yeah, no. If I were to try to do that with my husband, he would just be like, no. I've got it. Because he's been a one-man show since our son was 2 months old. Getting the kids off every single morning to daycare and then to school and all this, all the things. He
yep.
has run the ship.
Yep.
So
well,
if I try
what,
to suggest
that's what
anything,
she does
I'm
at my
up.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you know.
I'll enjoy that.
Thanks. I'm going to ask her, will you please just like write it down and set it in a note so I just don't forget anything? I just don't want to forget anything.
I've labeled your hoodies, too.
I know. It's great. All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.